Yom Kippur and Shabbos, Yud Aleph, Tishrei, Hetov, Shin Lamed, Zayin, October 5th,
1976, and Tuesday. What is the psikhaishe? So that's one of the rayas of Doruch. That's one of the rayas of Doruch, that the psikhaishe de loyich peslei, a psikhaishe de loyich peslei is mutan. That's only sorry. Loy sirbe, it's not Shabbos. Then another rayah of Doruch is from the Gemara in Shabbos, Rav Elazar de Miller. Now turn to that Gemara. Kuf Lamed Gim. The fourth line. Omamba. Now there is a love in the Torah. He shoma locho b'nega atzoraz. And kol mokin shenema rishoma upen. So that's a list. So what is the love of shoma locho b'nega atzoraz imply? That you're not allowed to remove, to cut off a baheres, a tzoraz. If someone has on his body a nega tzoraz, which makes him tome, he's not allowed to cut it off. It's a love the rice. He shoma locho b'nega atzoraz. So, suppose that an infant who has to be nina has on the gi a negatzaraz. So, and if you are malvi the infant, so then you necessarily have to remove the negatzaraz. So you should say, you shouldn't be allowed to be malvi in it. So there is a special zazakosu. Boso, afal pishiyeshom bayaris. The fourth one. Omama. Bosor afal pishiyishon baheres yom. Dibur Rabbi Yashi. So the more sekashe holom likho. Why does the Torah have to mention a special zersakos? The tib midler is a negatzaraz and the ole. So you are still allowed to. You still have to be mal. In other words, that the mitzvah of mile is deich. The law of ishom alucho be negatzaraz. So atzaraz it's muter, but without the posik it should be muter. Why? Because he's not mischaving to be mitayer the tineik. He's only mischaving to be mal the tineik, not to be mitayer the tineik of the tumas negatras. Follow me, kodo vashem mischavnu, vido vashem mischavnu mutter. Omar Rabbi Elo Yitzchachel Rabbi Yudi, do vado vashem mischav mizos. That means the correct Rav Shimon, you don't have to resort to it. Rov Omar, afilu teim Rav Shimon. Here, so Rabbi says, even according to Rav Shimon, it is necessary for the Torah to mention a special zersakosu that it merely is muter. Why? Because with the posuk, I would say he is mischav because he's the psikreish. However, being maldetinik necessarily involves the tare from the negatzaraz. So this is what Rove says. But Abaye, he applied it only according to Rav Yud. The implication being that according to Rav Shimon, we don't have to resort to a special person. But Abaye, let's lay high svore, Abaye, Rove, Damut, Abaye, made Rav Shimon psychreshele yomus. So, first of the Shammim, Rove, svore. So, in other words, after he heard from Rove, so he agreed, he conceded to Rove. But at first, Abaye held that Rav Shimon is matadosh in Yisrahim, even the case of psikreishe. So when did Abaye say we need Tzrichel Rav Yudeh? After he conceded to her. Alright. So that means that Alibed Emes, the posik is needed even Alibed Rav Shimon, not only Alibed Rav Yudeh. Alright. Ike de maslo da baiho, ishoma bine gatsaraz, mishmerei vlasis, vlasis yateisi. אבל התאיסה בסיף של גבי רגלי, ובמית של גבי כסייפי, ובמוב רוב רוב, so it's a special גזיר זקוסת. In other words, suppose someone has a נגע צרס on the shoulder, and then he's a carrier, and he has to carry loads on the shoulder, and if he carries the load on the shoulder, the bundle on the shoulder, that will rob off the נגע צרס. So he's allowed to carry the load, the baggage on his shoulder. Even though as a result of carrying the baggage on his shoulder, it will rub off. It will rub off the negatzaraz. Why? Because of his special tzirasakosu. But without the tzirasakosu, a carrier would allow to carry baggage on his shoulder if he has a negatzaraz on the shoulder. Even though he's not mischaving to him. It's done by itself. But, אמר רבייה לא נצריך אל רב יהודה תאמר דובר שנשכה באוסר ורוב אומר אפילו תן רב שימן בית רב שימן ספי של יומוס ובאי אסלי הסבורי ובאי רוב דם דבאי מרב שימן ספי של יומוס לפוס הדישון מרוב סוף ובאי נאו דגמור הסיכה שלי ובאי עלי בית רב שימן היי בוסה מה יעביד לי אמר רב מרום so abai according to rav shimon so in other words and that has to be out in the hava min of abai before he comes in the torah because after he comes in the torah so we need boso there's a question for boso to tell it because otherwise it would be osa because it's great so we must explain it abai a little bit rav shimon hai boso my of it so before he comes in it so how did he understand this gzeras akosef according to rav shimon why does this according to rav shimon why does the Torah have to mention a special pasuk that it's muter to be mal a child, to be mal someone, even if he has a negatzoras on the own? So, Rabbi Ali Rav Shimon, I was mal. Like, Omar Avamrom, beim elok itzbarosi hu mischab. In other words, so we need a pasuk that even if he's mischabing to be kitzis b'heres, it's still muter. Imkemil, tina god. So when he God does it, so then you can say he's mischaving to be mitayer himself from Lektras. But yeah, usually Mila is gone not on a God, he's gone on an infant who is 8 days old. So the male does it. The male is not interested. When he God makes the Mila and if there is an Lektras, so it's very likely that he's mischav mamish. Why shouldn't he be mischav mamish? But when a male does it on a teenage, so then it's unusual, it's unlikely that he should be mischav mamish to be mitaya, the negatzaras. Even in such a case, we have to resort to a special zelsakosov that it's muta for the male to be mal the teenage. Otherwise not, but even without the posik, so the male, the grown up, when he's mal the teenage, should be allowed anyway without the zelsakosov because he's mischav. So where the father is a male, so the father is very devoted to the child, so he wants the child to get rid of the negatzaras, of the tumor of the negatzaras. So the male it's mischaving. So without the posik it would be osa. So because of the posik it's muta, even though the father is mischaving. So now the Gemara is the kasha, v'achel eledachel. So in other words, so what does the Torah say? So where the father is the male, is mal the child, and then he's obviously interested in being in curing the child, his own child, of the negatzaras. So even then it is muter. Why is it muter? In order to be mikayim to smila, because esse is deichalaisis. That's the pshat in the pasuk. As is the Chalisa say. So why is it possible? The answer is because there is a Chalisa say and an essay. A Chalisa say and an essay. And the general rule is that in essay the Chalisa say an essay. But here there is a special Chalisa that the mitzvah of Mila is the Chalisa say and the essay of Tzibayas. So, but it's based upon the concept of Tchiyah. But Vomar Ishlokish. In other words, when does it involve the Maisi Yisrael? When the father does it. Because the father is interested in curing the child of the Baharis. But if another male, a stranger, will be Malim, he's not interested, so then it will not even involve any Yisrael. The Omer Ishlokish. So why does the Torah say that because of Tchiyah the father is allowed to be Mal the child? Let somebody else, and then it will not involve him, I see Yisrael. The Omer Ishlokish, Komokim Shatimeitze, Esevalise said, when does the Torah say that the father is allowed and the father necessarily will be mischaven? He's a father. So the father is allowed because of Tchiyah where there is no other male available. But if there is another male available, so then it is muta. Now, one of the rayas, so the Oruch mentions a number of rayas from Shabbos in Yom. Let's say, Hobi Ardi Dei, Hobi Ardi Chavre, or that's one Gemara of Shabbos, or Tzot Chalozim Bipeitze, Kol Eiche Beleiche, Nichal Itvei, Keich Lulitzel Tzivei. So the Oruch, so what? Because it's Tzichrei Shalich Beslei. But then the whole mentions Reyes from other Isorim. So one Raya is from Mizalfin Yainu Agavishi, and the other Raya, and one Raya of the Oruch from other Yisurim is Mechik Sus Mechim Kedarko, Ulvachal Yisravnu, but it's a psychiatrist, so the Oruch says it's a psychiatrist of Yisrael. And then the third Raya of the Oruch from other Yisurim is this Gemore, in regard to the Yisar of Yisham Lucha Benega Tzaraz. So the Gemore says, Beim Ravia Ben Lokitz, Baher Ez Dibneiko Mishram. So then, if not for a special Zeres HaKosuf, it would be awesome. But an Achir, a stranger, not a male, not a father, without recourse to a Zeres HaKosuf, it would be Mutter. Why? Because, so the Oruch says, because when the father, the Oruch explains the Gemara, it's not that the father is Mamish Mishal. After all, he should be told, don't be Mishal. You are a father, but he should be told, listen, you're not allowed to be Mishalim. To be mitaya your child from the nektaras. You are only allowed to be mischavim to be mitaya mitzvah smilat. So the answer is no, it's a psikreishe, and this vis-a-vis the father, it's a psikreishe b'michalei, because he'll certainly be nehene from the fact that his child will be rid, will rid himself of the nektaras. So vis-a-vis the father, the male, it's a psikreishe b'michalei, but a stranger, a male who is not even a friend, he just does his job to collect his fee, so the male doesn't care whether the infant will have a negatzeras or not, so the male is a psychreshelich beslay. So the male, we don't have to resort to any post. So that's also a raya. That's the third raya from others. Now let's turn to a Rosh in Pirik Abay. Now, so the Rosh in Shmini Shchotzim, in his asod, against the Shiltes. So he appears to say that even though Chetlal is aloche, of secretion, lo yich beslei, only to Shabbos, not to Shorison. So that's very difficult, because the Oruch mentions several rayas from other Yisurim. But you'll see that the Rosh, in Pirik Abayim, so he says, V'abayim v'rovi da'amret avayim, v'idah rib shimen. That's in paragraph Aleph, in Pirik Shem Osam. Midah rib shimen psikreshel yamus, lo yitzkifel yitzkifel v'arad echad. Pirish v'oruch, v'ma'acha sh'nimen ekval v'yipu k'arakish l'chadere, shor l'chadkele, v'yaf al gav d'halep psikreshel. V'yod omar abayim v'rovi da'amret avayim, midah rib shimen psikreshel yamus, yoseh, hane v'doma sh'unene, ki v'yobi v'arad idei, u'chim of ha'ketzez v'herez bnei, v'shasmilet, sh'unene v'dobo. Now what is that? He mentions Dorich. Uchinov haketiz vaheres nevi shasmile. Does it involve an Isser of Shabbos? Of kolatere kule. Yishom lochem negatzaras. So he mentions explicitly. He spells it out. The Doruch is mati of psikreishan liich beslein shor yisurim to. Uchinov haketiz vaheres nevi shasmile. Shunene bidomo. Avo psikreishan lovi vare dechavet. ואחר הקיצל והרד ושסמילה, שאיננו בדובו מותון לחתחיל, ואפילו איסור את רבון עומלט, היו כחובי יספוקו בפישטו, מותר להוסיר התקק וליקח מן יין לשבס, אף על פי שאי אפשר, בישור שנגיל התקק מן הפישטו, שהוא במוק עם בר הזה, שלו יסרי, ויהב לפסיכי שמאחה שאיננו בסחיתה, זו ישעיה ליף לאורץ הזמות. ונראה דלב ראי, So he says, so first he mentions the Oruch. That the Oruch is matir av haketzes vaheres bnei bishasmile. He is matiret because it's a psikreshel yich beslei, and that's not Shabbos. That's kolatere kule. But then he says, v'nirad l'avrayim. Do de omar ochel itzchich edovit v'aret echavre. The lovely and yisrael chakre. So he could say, because this Gemara accords with Rav Shimon Shite of Melochash and Tzricha Ligufo Yisporta. Estesa says Daf Kuf Beis. And Estesa says Daf Ayin Hei. And Estesa says Daf Gimu in Shabbos. The Psikresha Lich Pesla is considered Mishav Mid Raise. But all these Gemores, like Kamba Aradi Dei, Kamba Aradi Chavre, and the Gemara Daf Ayin Hei, Daf Yitzot Chalos No Peitei, Kol Kamish Anoche, Kol Kamer, the Loimeis, So Tesis says, because all these Gemores accord with Rav Shimon's other aloche of Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo. But then Echaname, Tzitresha Lichbesli, is considered Mischavi Midrais. The Rosh doesn't say that. He says, V'nira Dilab Rai, V'yoma Dohoma Rocha Litzchir Dovid Bara Dechavre, Dilab Vini Misa Lechatchir Lekomachti, V'novid Bara Lidei, V'novid Bara Dechavre. Elu Iyen Chiyof Chatos, Upota Komachti, V'go Chayre, Abo Vini Ser Afilu Rav Shimon Osel Lechatchir Lek, V'dirabun Afo Pishen Edem. And it's not mashma that the Rosh means, because Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo is muter, is also Merabona. It's mashma that Midrai say it's muter on the score of Doma Shein Nisraven, but Midrabona it's considered Nisraven. Alright. And all that the Gemara says over there, Kambar Lechavre, there is no Chi of Chatos, but in Ochaname Midrabona it's also. So that's like Teis Shite in Ksumet Avon. Vei Dei Virai Boruch. So there is a stira. So right now you have a stira between the Rosh in Shmini Shrotzi. So he says that the Oruch only applied, the Divrei Oruch only applied to Shabbos, not to Shor Yisurim. And here he mentions in the name of the Oruch that Ava Ketzel Baheres Mnei B'Shas Mileh. So that is Osea, because it's expression in the Nichalei. Masha'in Kein Nifenacher is Ketzel Baheres B'Shas Mileh. It's Muter, because it's Lo'ir Pesle. So there is a stir. Now let's see. Let's proceed. V'nireh the last ray. The whole the Omer Rochel Mitzrich Adol Vibar the Chava Mitzel Chatchil Koma. V'no Vibar the V'no the Chava Lichiv Chatos Upota Koma Aplik. Lichiv Chatos Upota Koma Aplik. V'no Chayra Mitzel Chatchil Koma Shimosel Chatchil Koma Shinen. V'i Devi Raya Boruch. V'no Adol Mori Kamo Fere Kola Zad Mile. V'abai Alid Rav Shimen. Now that seems to be a very strong kashe again though. V'abai Alid Rav Shimen. Hay Boso Mai Ovid Lei. Omer Rav Mishar Shie. V'im Rav Yaben Lokit Barez Mekom Echav. V'ikachir Levin Achir. So Avol Yav Achir is Mutal Lechatchil. Avol Gav Dipsik Reishu. The Efsha. So the Achir can do it. And the father is not allowed to be mal the child. Why? So the Oruch explains it. If the father will be mal the child, then it will be Pesik Reishu Michalei. If an Achir will be mal the child, it will be Pesik Reishu Deloich Pesley. So it's actually time Shneyen. So Memele, there is no Heter of resorting to Tchiyah when it can be done without recourse to Tchiyah. Alright. Avo Yav Achir Mutal Chatchil for the Achir. Avo Gav Dav Yisreishu, Diev Shalom Ibu Yitzis Laveres, Me'achah Shinen Bidova. Al Mutishor Rav Shimen Tzikrei Shem Dova Shinen. So, that is the Rai of the Oruch. So the Oruch himself, the Rosh mentions that the Oruch applies his din to Kolatel Kul. So again, the same stira. Vein Rai. So he says, Diho Di Bo Yashas Al Yibu Rav Shimen. Hay Bosa Mai Ovid Lei. Lui Koi Amas Kone Di Sova Rabai Yedi Meit Rav Shimen Psikrei Shil Yomus. Kini Koma Hosom. Lui Bosa Di Shomim Rob Yisro Tzofer. Lui Koi Al Hoda Abai Yedi Avim Shana Di Koro Li Tzrich Al Rabi Dov Dov Shim Schav Mosea. Avro Rav Shimen Li Tzrich Ko. Do Poli Kav Psikrei Shil Yomus. Da Kato Li Shomim Rob Yedi Meit Rav Shimen Psikrei She. U Boi Abai Yedi Al Yibu Rav Shimen. Bosa Mai Ovid Lei. Avro Mas Kone Di Meit Rav Shimen Psikrei She. Lui Shnaav. Lui Shnaachet. So that's a really very strong kashi. What kind of a raya does he mention from that Gemara? Because the whole Gemara, as Rashi points out, the whole Gemara has reference to Abaye before he considered to Rove. So after he considered to Rove, so the Gemara had no kashi. But the Gemara as the kashi. That means before he considered the Rov. So as long as Abaye took it for granted that Rav Shimon is matter Dov Shem Mishavim, even in case of Sikreish. So Hay Bosom I Ovid Lei, Amarav Amrom, Veimei Elokutz Barotze Yom Mishavim. So that the initial Kashe certainly has reference to Abaye before he considered to Rov. So at that time he took it for granted that even psikreishi is muter. So why does the Torah have to tell us that it's muter to be mal the child even though he has an egetz haras amigid? It's muter anyway without an egetz haras. So the Gemara says beim elokut barotze yom mischav. In other words, we need a posik that even if he is mischave, so it is still muter. So then the Gemara says the kasha tina godel koton ma'ikal meima. So, Omer Rav Nishar, Shie, Beim Rav Yaben Lokit Baheres, Dneiko Mishram. wie garlem da resumt all his reference to Abaye before he comes to the Torah. So what kind of a raya is it? So as long as Abaye assumed that even secretion is muter, so of course, so then Enachia was allowed to do it, because Enachia was certainly not mischaven to be gated in Eretz, and the father, it involved in Israel, so why should we apply Trie? Why should we resort to Trie when it's actually time Shneim? Masha'in came after Abaye comes in the Torah. So then, by Psikreche, so Reb Shimon is made in the Lashon Nischavim, he's also, it's considered Nischavim. So even Psikreche do Ichmasle. And the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara also has reference to the case, more has reference to the to Abaye before he comes in the Torah. So what is the Teretz? That the whole holds that the initial kashe of the Gemara had reference to Abaye before he comes in the Torah. But Abaye, I'll leave the Reb Shimon, so that had reference to the time that Abaye took it for granted that even Psikreishi is muta. So Rabbam Romim Rokos Baros Mishavim. Now the next kashe has reference I'll leave the Emes. Teina Godel. So this is how the Lord played. Now only the first kashe had reference to Abaye before he considered the Rove. But the next kashe has reference I'll leave the Maskone of Abaye that made the Rav Shimon Psikreishi. But only a psikreche, the nichale, but psikreche the liyichpesle. So Rav Shimon holds the Lashon Nischavim is muter. So they now godel. Cotton, so then it's nichale. If he godel, he's mal himself. Let's say his father wasn't mal him when he was muter. And now he's a godel, and he wants to be mal himself. And maybe the father wasn't malin because he had a negatzaras, so he was afraid to malin. I mean, whatever the reason. So and now he's a god and he wants to be mal himself. So then, since he's a god, he's certainly interested in getting rid of his nega. So it's a psikreshe, the nichale. So the mele we have to resort to a special zirasakos of halibri emes. We have to resort to a special Zeres HaKosov, Ali B'Emes, because it's a psikreshen nichle. But cotton, my little name, cotton, and another male is malin, he is not interested in curing the cotton of the negatzaras, he's only interested in being mekayem the mitzvos milah, that's all. So male it's a psikreshen, the lich besle. So male, so without the Zeres HaKosov, it should be muter. So the Gemara, the second kashi of the Gemara is Ali ben Emes. Not only Ali ben Abaye before he considered to Rove. Kot ma'ikel me'imach, Omar Rav Mishar Shie, Be'im Ravi Aben Lokitz Baheret B'nei Kom Yishab. So in other words, when does the Torah say, when does the Torah have to resort to a special Zeres HaKosov? Only when the Avi Aben is the male. So then, but when the Nachem is the male, so the Torah doesn't even have to mention the special Zeres HaKosov because it's special Yirmeslei. It's Ali ben Emes. So then the Gemara has the Kashi. This is how the Oracle explained. Alright, now let's see. So we can answer this Kashi. Vein Raya. Now again to the Rosh. Vein Raya. The Hoti Poya Ashas Ali ben Rafshim and I also my Oli Lei. We put a mask on in the Sovra Abaye. The Mili Rafshim is special Yirmeslei. And we come across from the Gosset Shaman and Rabbi Sovra. But we put a Hoti Abaye. The Ami Mishan and Mikor and Mitzricha and Rabbi Dov and Dovash and Mishal Mosa. אבל רב שמעון לא יצטרך פה, דו הפוליקה בפסיקרי שלו יומוס, דה קאטו לישום אם הוא רואה מידי רב שמעון פסיקרי ש, הוא בואי הבאי עליו רב שמעון, את בוס מי יום די, אבל מסכונת מידי רב שמעון פסיקרי ש, הוא ישנה לשנח, והיא, אף לדבור, מה ראי מי לי, רוצים לו מימה, ורב שמעון מידי די כניס עד רבונו, בפסיקרי ש, ביניהם, דלפי לקבל את המילה, so what does he mean, אף לדבור, not always the Rosh also understood, that this is how the Oruch explained, the Oruch understood only the first kashe, to be raised by the Gemore Alibe de Abaye before he considered to Rove. But the second Kashe, so the all holds is raised by the Gemore Alibe de Maskone. So Boyd Afridvorov, the second Kashe, is raised even Alibe de Maskone. Magaya Meivid, Motsino Neymar, Rapshime Meivid, in Kings of Rabbonon, Bipsikreshe, Dinene, Dinfeire. Die Fehler kann besser den Müller, wo er Aschkommis will, Rapschim, in der Schimutam nach Teher. Es gibt nach Teher. And then he says, "Veidi v'raybo chmodom pirkom shakidesh v'tzon v'shokum v'bar ze avram idavshim sifreishet ma'ashen ene muta shimtzon v'chtichas alas kokach v'neraye v'mishpir shirashi shom shimter hafshet v'kach v'kisure v'idish l'forish v'ach v'shokum v'bar ze inzeir shim v'glas kameye veidi v'raye ma'ayid isuke pirkur v'abot v'otone rabonon ma'atim v'yontet v'shimodet v'rapshim v'nomru v'ma'atim pirish am v'hodes shepeisran they say. So the hodes sometimes has a certain fruit on it. So as long as it has the fruit, you cannot use it on sukkahs for the mitzvah. But if you take off the fruit from the hodes, so then you can use it for mitzvah. So in matim yomtev, you're not allowed to take off the fruit on yomtev. Why? Because it's misakim money. It's like it's like because until you take off the fruit, it cannot be used for a hodesh on mitzvah. And when you take off the fruit, it can be used. So it's misakim money. Mishemolez Rav Shimon Amu Mati, Pir Sham Vihode, Shepeis Leise, Upol Lop Misakim Mone, Umisham Det Rav Lezer, so he says, Umisham Hoch Mastinu Shal Likton Lachile, Vidor Shem Yisrael Muta, and Rav Lezer Rav Shimon agrees with his father, Rav Shimon, the Dover Shem Yisrael in his Muta. But the question is, it's a Psikreishe. So that's again a Raya, that Psikreishe Lich, Pesle in his Muta. ופה רבי ורוב דם תווי מרשים בספרי של יומוס ומשם הוא הצליח את ישראל שנה אחריתה ומאחר שמן הנה הזמותה so why if it's ישראל שנה אחריתה so the if less than שנה אחריתה it's a ספרי של נמירה because without that he won't tell you all the shalom mitzvah but if he has other shalom available other hadassim available so memele so then it's a ספרי של יפה so then he says ויש לי תחיז במצווה שם mitzvah shame. So, in other words, what does it mean, mitzvah shame? So that means that again, as he said before, because after both Marav Chaim Meir, he was in the name of Shimon Meir, he kissed the Rabbon. So, Meir Mishum Mitzvah of Galad meaning, so the Chachomim are Matia. But, or normally, if there is no work in mitzvah, so it's also the Rabbon. So he says, Ina mekim v'rav shimen sordo v'smishav mutam natere, hoche, אבל גם אם סקרי שלו, הוא יביס להכין לשאול רב שמן, לשאול יהיה צורך לזה שתיקן. ואם לא יהיה מילסה לא תיקן כלי, אבל רב יהודה, לדובר שמשחב מוסה, ויצורך לא להכן לסדר עליסה, וישארין אף רבי פשנה חיתה. וידי וראי, לדבור אוף מאוד אמר בזרוח. So again, now that's כל התאר יקורת. בשביל לכל התודר, המסנד לפי היה ימי ומזרוף ואו גבו אישים, הוא פור יבוק המחבא, הוא מתו לו כרב שמן, דובר דובר שמשחב מותה, ואף לא גבו דבר פסיק ראישים, די אפשר לזרוף ואו גבו אישים, של ירבה, מה פי רב שמן, והתחיל למה חשנן? So he again points out, the דור וחמן שס כמה וכמה ראיינס ועם כל התאר יקורת. ויש לו יתחיס, די אפשר שיהיה פה הרצי המרוך. That's what Jesus says. So it's not a פסיק ראישה altogether. דו מפיס מוסה בשבס, להיץ מנוליך את פוטר אבלוסה, אילה משמצר בגופה, אף על פי בעניין בבנין הפסח, וגם נסחב בבנין הפסח, אלו כי בבעון ידצע לך, וגם קושה ממחת בקבס הקיץ, ומוכל סנן כבשום לא רצו בפוטר, דווקא משמצר, ואף גם במסחב לסחב לסחב. So, the ראש, אם שמינו שחוצים יסי, say what he said. So, yeah. So even without the Rav Chaim, we have to explain the Rosh and to reconcile the two Rosh. The Rosh is in the Shrotim and the Rosh in Perek HaBeit. Now let's see. What's the Rosh in here? What does the Rosh is in the Shrotim discuss? He discusses the case of Sheise Keisha Likorin. Of Sheise where a man wants to drink Keisha Likorin because of jaundice. But Agavurche, it has the effect of making himself stir. So the Shilta says, according to Rav Shimon, it's muta. According to Rav Shimon, it's muta. Why is it muta? Why does the Shilta say that according to Rav Shimon, it's muta, even though it's a psikreishe? So the Shilta, obviously the Shilta also agrees with the Shita of the Oros. So that's why the Shilta says that according to Rav Shimon, it's muta. Because it's a psikreishe, the lich, it's like, we're mirale. So when the Rosh is chelik, so that means the Rosh is chelik on the Or Shite. Of Sikreishe, Loidich Pesloi, Loidichalei, that it's muter, even lechatchil. That it's muter, even lechatchil. So what is the Rosh Shite? That Sikreishe, Loidich Pesloi, Lechol Apoches, is also the Rabbon. And then he says, Veloishayche kam Dibri Balor, the Omar Yosar Rav Shimon Psikreishe, Elohecha Demichalei. So the sheet of the Oruch has no application here. He doesn't say V'loy omar Oruch dimuter. V'loy omar Oruch dimuter el gabi Shabbos dimimach v'Shabbos avol gabi koratere kule loy omar. He doesn't say that. That he couldn't say because in Perek Abeine he mentioned in the name of the Oruch that it's muter lechatchile even in koratere kule. But the lashon of the Rosh is V'loy shayche kan divrei bal Oruch. So the Dibre Baal Oruch has no application here. So in other words, because it is in line with what he said in Perek Abeine. First of all, the Rosh in Perek Abeine said that the rayas of the Oruch are no rayas. The rayas of the Oruch are no rayas. And he says, Beit Afli Vidvoro, Maraya Meidu Dimotzinu Meimah B'Rapshinem Meidu Dikis Ad-Rabbonon B'Psikrei Shedinene. So in other words, even if we accept the rayas of the Oruch, all the rayas of the Oruch, what's the rayas of the Oruch? So there is one raya from Zalfi Yayin al Kabrishi. Zalfi Yayin al Kabrishi. So we can accept the raya as far as the rayas is concerned. And then the Rabbon we can say, like Teisves in Ksuves, what does Teisves in Ksuves say about the raya of Mizalfi Yayin al Kabrishi? So one possibility is there it's not in the Psikresha, and the other possibility is because since Psikresha Lichpes is only Osam the Rabbonon, so Mishu Mitzvah of Nisu Chayayin, so the Chachomim Muamatia. So this is what the Rosh means in Perek Abeine. And he says, Ve'ed af lidvo of Maraya meivid, Matzino l'neima de Rapshina meivid, Ike Yisrael Rabbonon, Bistikrei Shedei Nene. Mit Rabbonon Mitzosa. So Memeile b'mokin mitzvah, the Chachomim dispense to the Rabbonon. But that does not mean that without the mokin mitzvah, that l'chatchile yitzmut ariv mit Rabbonon. So in other words, so the Rosh in Perek Abeine first of all said, that there is no raya, the raya is no raya, and then he said, no, that even if we mention, we accept all the rayas, so it's only a raya that there is no inside raya, even if we accept the raya of Aradidei Aradechavre, and we say that this does not, this Gemara doesn't accord with other dinokhapshim and boshin tzrich legupo, as Teisa says, but we say that it accords just with the one din of Rav Shimon, of Dosh and Mishal, so it's still not a raya, it's mutal chatchila, it's only a raya that mid raya psikreshul yichpeslei is considered in mischavin, but mid rabbanon it's considered mischavin. This is what it. So the mele. Now, what did we see in Rashi? Tafayne. In Rashi we see that Rashi is definitely chelik alishitas oruch. Not only in regard to the Rabbanon, but even in regard to the Raise, he is chelik alishitas oruch. And Rashi Tafayne says that v'chimei de Rav Shimon midel liyichpeslei. So when is Rav Shimon made it? And that it's considered mischav mid raise if it's loyichpeslei. But if, so then it's considered in mischavein even in Shabbos, it's considered mischavein even by Shabbos. But in the case where it's lenichalei, where it's koshe, like in the case of Tzot Chalozim that they say, where he's unhappy about the mitzvah Nishom of the Chalozim. So then Rav Shimon is made it that he's poter. Why is he poter? Because it's not in Lechas Machsheves. So in other words, Rashi Shite is that in Kol HaTere Kule Psikrei She Veloi Nichpes Bein Lo Yichpes Lei Bein Lo Yichalei. In Kol HaTere Kule you don't have the concept of Lechas Machsheves. So Rashi Shite is that in Kol HaTere Kule, so Bein, let's say regarding the love of Sirus of Baal Tzichem Lissasuki. So and the love of let's say of Ishamul Chobnei Gatzaras. So in Kol HaTere Kule Rashi Shite is that Psikrei Shedu Nichpes Lei and even Psikrei Shedu Nichalei or it's Koshalei is considered Mischav Mamish Medarais. But Gabi Shabbos Psikrei Shedu Nichpes Lei is Chayev, but Psikrei Shedu Nichalei is Poter because of Melechetz Machshevetz. Gabi Shabbos. Now, let's see a certain year. In Perek Abeine. Miri and Dakum Gimel. That's so good. They are the day and are the heart. So you see, I mentioned that time once that the Miri says what Reb Chaim Zison. Now, so they are on the Sugye Dakum Gimel. The Sugye of Hobar the day, Hobar the heart. זה שבעלמא דמשנה, שכל שאין לתיאלס במלוכה הנמשכת, מסמלוכה של היתר, אין בית דין פסיקרישה, גדיל הרבונים אמרו שמכל מוקים איסא יש, וכמישהו אמרו, צהו עד גדיל הרבונים, דז דשיטה אופטייס וסקסובץ. וכמישהו אמרו, פרק שחוטר, היי מסוחייסד מזייסד, אוסו להדוק את דיום המתוקן. So we got in society so heise den seise means that the dennoch nicht hot seems also morgens so this in other words suppose you have a hobbyist and then you have a hole and then oh you have an opening in the hobbyist and then you want to plug it with a rag and the rag has absorbed liquids so in other words you're not allowed to plug it to cover to stuff it up the hole or the opening with this rag with this way. So, why? So how the states is in explain it? Because if you take a rag that absorbs, let's say wine or whatever it is, so then you are necessarily going to squeeze out some of the juice that was absorbed in it. So even though it's a situation with the slave, but no, it's also good. ופיר שהם משם סחיתה, ואף רבשים משם סקרי שהוא, ואף על פי שהם לא ענוי בכך, מכל מוקים עושרו. זו איתו סמד רבון המקור התרבשים הם, ורב יהודה חייב, ורב יהודה ישראל, וכן בפרק תלו, ולהם כאילו יש עבוד עבוד לפרומה, תשישה, ואף על פי שהם סחסו כפרק הוא רפומו, הודו שענו ופני רובי מולו, פוסל מי אתם כושר ממתן יונטה, ושרוב איזה רבשים נאמו, ממתן, ויקשור ובפסה כמונה, ותיר צהוך מהסכים כשלוקנו להכיל, כלומר שהם מסחב ומתיקו. ורבי זה רב שמעון סובר לקעבועי, דומדומה של מסחב ומותר, ויהי קשור במי רב שמעון סקרי אישה, ותירס לא יצריך לבית אישה מאחיתה, תלוימה ונצורך להסתיק נענים שכוננו, ונמצוא של רב שמעון כל שבדר הזה מותר לך תחילה, אפשר שמיצרו, הווה על מוסה. So the חכומים הוא אמרתי, מצירך מיצר, but like this, without מיצר, יצור סמד רבון, סקרי של נכנס לי, ואף על פי שבמילה לא יתירו אף לשבוס, כמו שבאלנו פרק על הגובו, או שמו בזו, ואף על פי שבמילה לא יתירו אף לשבוס, So, oishemo bezu, hoyu v'yesh leish anada teretz, hoyu v'yesh leish anada achite, ein bezu dikin klau, sha'arein tikin zebi guf akuli, so the Rosh also said the other teretz, el tikin tzvosein v'eini, sha'ar nitzorich v'chinik yaho ba'al mosa, u rabi v'chayev, sha'ar utzchuk hoyim ha'bezu, v'rabshim en sobrot ha'avue, v'atam sh'rabi v'ein sedor sh'mischav, v'kimischav, v'ayu kimischav v'hachsh, v'chin v'chitik yaho yim tishabes, v'yuhu v'arum alayim, apal pi sh'nitzorich v'ach, v'chayev, חטוס מסרס קריסס ורב שמעון פטר ויש מפורשים שרב שמעון מטל חתחילה תזור שי ומפורשים איסר מסוחייסן וזייסן משום בין וכמישום הוא מוכמח עכשיו יהודי כמכירו ואני יכולים לו חזו שלא יתה ים גופן את כמכימו ויש לו צד אחר בלי פסיקרי שי שנימות עליך חתחילה So how does he pass? He passes like things facing students that פסיקרי שי זה לא יחפס לי according to רב יהודי who holds דובר שני מסחבי דובר שני מסחבי in kol atel kol ischayef if without the tzikreishe but by Shabbos without the tzikreishe it's muta mit reis it's also the rabbonon but if it is the tzikreishe then it will be chayef even by Shabbos this is exactly what Rav Chaim says but the kol Rav Shimon tzikreishe lo yich beslei is also mit rabbonon and it's muta v'yeish loch tzadache b'dim tzikreishe שהוא מוטה לחתחיל לרב שמעון, הוא רב יהודה פוטה, והוא כשהמלוכה המגררס ממנו כושלת. על דרך מה שקוסו, מה שנאמר, בפרק ועל גודל, וחמוד איזה נשומת ועדיף עליה, ואף על פי שבאיזה שמועי מיפותיה אמרו, מודה לא יאמרו, טעם הדובר מפני שיש מלוכת חרס עמו, ושאומר לך איזה משלות לזה שומת, הו כל שהטריצים לך סתר, ונקרק הרס מלך הסיסה, שהיא כושר לי, מודה לך תחילה. ואם כן, so what did he say? So he said, ואם כן גאה עודו, אפילו פסיכי שקים דילם בייסר, שהחריץ כושר לי, ואם הוא נצריך למה שפירש דיל הרבונים, שפק דילם בפסיכי ש, ואם אחרי שחות אלוהים מה שאומר פרקטיינים, בכל חוף נסקים לחוץ מכיקסת וגרותיקן, שעושה משום קרירה, ועל מכל מוקים כושר לי, כי אפשר אחרי תצורו, מכל מוקים ניחה לי, ובאי שניצח צריך הסקלי, ונוזר שניסה לי כניחה לי בעשור הסנימי, נמצא לי שתזו שכל פסיכי ש, שהדוב הכושר לי, מותר לי לחתחילה, ואף לדעס רב יהוד, ואם אין אדום הכושר לי וכן עיני אחלי מותר לך תחילה לרב שמעון ואם אין אדום הכושר לי וכן עיני אחלי מותר לך תחילה לרב שמעון ולרב יהודה חייב ואם אין אדום עיני אחלי וצורך לי חייב אף לרב שמעון So the mirror says as follows that if it's a psychiatrist לא יחפש לי so according to רב שמעון if it's a psychiatrist לא יחפש לי so according to רב יהודה ישראל according to Rav Shimon Mitzvah of Rabbo, if it's Pskreishe, that is kosher, so then it's Mutal Chatzchile, according to Rav Shimon. So the Miri distinguishes between Pskreishe Lo Yichbesle and Pskreishe Lo Yichale. The Pskreishe Lo Yichbesle is Midraise Mutal. But mit Rabbonon it's also like Teifa Shittim Shulis Afloh, that Pskreishe Lo Yichbesle is considered a Mischav Midraise. But mit Rabbonon is considered Mischav. It's considered Mischave. So in Kolatei Kule it is also. And why does the Gemara say in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Aleph Mizal Fi Yayin Al Gabi Yishim, because Mishum Mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, so the Chachomim won't matter. But like this, it's also Midrabonot. It's also Midrabonot. So since Midrai say it's Muter, and the score of Doshin Mishav, still the Chachomim Asatet in Kolatei Kule. Because Midrabonon it's considered Mishavim, so maybe the Chachomim didn't make any distinction between Shabbos and Cholisoy. Masha'in came, Gabi Psikreishe Doloi Michalei, what it's Koshalei, like Tzot Chalozein or Peitzei, so then it's Muter even Lechatchile. Why is it Muter even Lechatchile? So the answer is as follows. Because the Miri agrees with Rashi. What does Rashi say in connection with Tzot Chalozein or Peitzei? That it is Muter, that it is Poter, on the score of Melechus Machsheves, because it's not in Melechus Machsheves. And when does Rav Shimon say that it's considered Mischavin and Mischayev? Only by Psikreishe Lichbesle. But Psikreishe, Lichalei, where it's Koshalei, then it's inconsistent with Melechus Machsheves. So I explained it in the previous year, on the basis of the Gemara in Krisis of Shochach Laket Melibe. So we see that Melechus Machsheves implies two types of Misasik. One type of Misasik, where it's an unconscious act, like somebody has, let's say, in his back pocket a wallet, and he walks outside in the Rishus Rabim on Shabbos, he's not aware that he's carrying, so it's an unconscious act. So the element of Yidia is lacking. That's one type of Misasik. And then there is another type of Misasik where the element of Rotzen is lacking. When is the element of Rotzen lacking? Where it's kosher, but where it's indifferent. Indifferent doesn't mean that the element that he doesn't want it. Is indifferent. So the element of Rotzen is not lacking. So in other words, so that means that Melechus Machsheves implies two requirements. One requirement is the element of Yedia, the other element is the element of Rotzen. But it doesn't imply the prerequisite of Kavanah. The Rashba Shita is that it implies the prerequisite of Kavanah. But other Rishonim hold, it only implies the element of Yedia and the element of Rotzen. So, if it's a psikreishe shekoshalei, loy nichalei, so then, by Shabbos, so is poter, even according to Rashi, who is chelikador, because of a meleches machsheves. Now, the Miri agrees with one concept of Rashi, the concept that where it's loy nichalei, it's koshalei, so it's inconsistent with meleches machsheves, the Miri agrees with that Rashi. But the other Rashi, that Reb Shimon holds that he is chayev, by psychation with Yachbeslei, in Kolatere Kule. So, including Shabbos, once we assume that Mohashen Tzrihul Gupo is Chayev. So, that, with that din of Rashi, the Miri doesn't agree. So, Mele, according to the Miri, so, by psychation with Yachbeslei, so is Muter by Shabbos, is Muter by Shabbos for one reason. Why? Because of the general thing. Because it's Mohashen Mishav, so it's Muter Nator. Psychation with Yachbeslei by Shabbos, is Mutam Nator on Shabbos for two reasons. First of all, because of the general principle, Yesh Bechol Musay Money, so Psikreishe Dloi Nichalei is as effective as Psikreishe Dloi Yichbeslei, in Kol HaTerei Kolei. And then, if it's Dloi Nichalei, not only Dloi Yichbeslei, so it's Mutam Nator Gabi Shabbos because of the specific Shabbos thing, because it's not in Leches Machsheves, because the element of Rotzen is lacking. And also because Kavone is lacking, the general din of Kavone, of Kol HaTerei Kolei. Now, Teisves, in Ksuves says, in the Sugi of Pirus Mitzvah, that hey, so Teisves says in Ksuves that where, let's say, one Doroshin Mishav, not with the beauty. So, in Kol HaTerei Kolei, is high. If he knows, he will straighten out his hair with his hands, and he'll tear out hair, he'll be higher Malkus, he'll be as well. So, but in Shabbos he is potter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. If there is no psikreish, Masha'in came, if it's in Melechus Rabbonon, if it's in Doroshin Mishav, then we call to. So when did the Chachomim Maaseh El Melochet that is inconsistent to him, that is not in Melachas Machsheres? The Chachomim only asked that in Melochet Reis. Masheim ki Melochet Rabbonon words in Kalkeil. So the Chachomim didn't in Maaseh El Melochet Shein Machsheres. So Mimele, this is the Pshat in the Miri. When the Miri says that Tzikrei Shedu Yich Peslei is Osa Mide Rabbonon, Ali Mide Rabshinim. What's the pshat? So the pshat is very simple, because the Miri holds that midraise in kolatir kule psikrei shelo yich pesle is considered in mischap, but midrabbonon it's considered mischap. So mimele it's osam midrabbonon, and then if it is a psikrei shelo yichale, well it's koshale. So then it would be like two derabbonons, and the chachomim didn't apply the Yisr, the Yisr, the Rabbonon of Psikrei Shedolo Yichpeslei in the Melochet the Rabbonon. Because since it's Koshalei, so Mimele it's only Melochet Rabbonon, like Mikalkul. So it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Why is Mikalkul in Melochet Rabbonon? Because it's not in Melechas Machsheves. So Teisve says that Rabbi Yude is made the Dovash in Mishav, in the Mikalkul is Mutal Chathil. Why? Because even in Melochet Reis, the Dovash in Mishav, is only Asam Rabbanon. But the Chachomim Asa Dovash in Mishavim. So Mimele by Mikalkel, the whole Melochi is in Melochet Rabbanon, even if he is in Mishavim. So Mimele, where it's in Mishavim, so it's like Exera, the Chachomim didn't Asa. So the same is true by Psikrei Shedlo Inichalei Gashavis. So then, on account of the fact that it's lo inichalei, so it's not in Melechas Machsheves. Just as Melechas Miskalkel is not in Melechas Machsheves, so if Tzikrei Shelo Inichalei is also not in Melechas Machsheves, so it's only in Melochet Rabbonon. And in addition, Yesh Bechol Mosayim Mone, so Tzikrei Shelo Inichalei is also Tzikrei Shelo Yichbeslei. So for the same reason that Rabbi Yude is Matel Lechatchile, Dovo Sheni Mishavei, in Mikalkel, why? Because if it's Mikalkel, it's in Melochet Sheni Machsheves. So Mimele, Dovo Sheni Mishavei, Dovash in Mishavin is Muter. So the same thing is true of Sikhe Shalom Yichale. So only by Shabbos it will be Muter. So then it will be to the Rabbons. Mashein ke Nikola Tere Kole, since mit Rabbonom Sikhe Shalom Yichbesle is Oser. It's considered Mishavin. So even Sikhe Shalom Yichale is Oser mit Rabbonom. This is the Pshat in the Rosh. But the Rosh says, "V'lo yishaycha kam dibre balor." The Omer lo osa rabshim psikrei shel yichad nichalei. What is he referring? He's referring to a case of leinichalei, taking a drink of case of koshel shel yikor. So in other words, he takes the drink in order to get a cure for jaundice. And what is the effect of it? That he becomes sterile. But he's not mischav to become sterile. What is it? Psikrei shel yichad or psikrei shel of course it's Lenichalei. I mean, he's very unhappy about the fact that he'll become sterile. But to get a cure for jaundice is more important than the fact that he'll become sterile. So he chooses the lesser of the two evils. But it's a psikreishe. It's a psikreishe Lenichalei. It's a psikreishe Lenichalei. So Mimele, Gabi Shabbos. So, of course, according to the Oruch, so it's Mutal Lechatchila even psikreishe Lenichalei. But according to what the Rosh said in Perek Abeine, that we can accept the Rayas of the Oruch. So there is one motion in the Rosh that we can accept the Rayas of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but not so much. So there is one motion in the Rosh in Perek Abeine that accepts the Oruch Shite in regard to the Raise, but he refuses to accept the Oruch Shite Miramot. So that means, according to that Loshin in the Oruch, according to that Loshin in the Rosh, in Perek Abeine, so the Oruch's Rayes are only good Rayes vis-a-vis the Raise, but it's not good Rayes vis-a-vis the Rabbon. So Mimele, he says now, in line with that Loshin in the Rosh in Perek Abeyne, he says, V'lushayche kan divrei Baruch. And all the rayas of the Oruch have no application here. Because even though the Oruch himself applies it to the Rabbonon too, but as I mentioned in Perek Abeyne, we can accept all the rayas of the Oruch, but only in regard to the Raise, not in regard to the Rabbonon. Not in regard to the Rabbonon. So that will mean that Psychration Lech Peslei is considered mischavein in Kolatere Kule. Mil Rabbonon is considered mischavein. So mil in Kolatere Kule, there cannot be any distinction between Lech Peslei and Lenichalei. Only the Gabi Shabbos we can distinguish between Lech Peslei and Lenichalei. Who makes that distinction, Gabi Shabbos, between Lech Peslei and Lenichalei? The Miri. So the Miri says, Tzikreishel Yichvetli Bashabes is also the Rabbanon. Why? Because he accepts the Rayas of the Oruch in regard to the Rayas. But in regard to the Rabbanon, there are no Rayas from the Oruch. There are all Rayas are insufficient in regard to the Rabbanon. So the Miri Shite is that Tzikreishel Yichvetli is considered Mischavim with the Rabbanon. It's considered any Mischavim with the Rayas. And vis-a-vis Kolatere Kule, there is no distinction between Lo Yichpeslei and Lo Nichalei, because in Kolatere Kule we have no such concept as Melechas Machsheves. But Gabi Shabbos, we have an additional din of Melechas Machsheves. When does the Aloch of Melechas Machsheves apply to a case of Lo Nichalei? So then the element of Chotzin is lacking. But it doesn't apply to the case of Lo Yichpeslei. This is what the Rosh is saying. Lo Yishayche kam divrei Baruch. ויאמר לאוס הרב שמן פסיכרישה אלא איך ומיכלי דהיינה דווקא לעין שבס לבינו מלאכס מחשבס אבל בשור איסורים לבינו מיכלי So בשור איסורים even if it's לא מיכלי it's קושלי it's still awesome the Rabbanon. So ממילא a man is not allowed to drink כקלישה ליקורי even though his kavone is to get a cure for jaundice and he's very unhappy about the fact that will become sterile because according to the, in other words, this, we have two Lishenes in the Rosh in Perek Abeyne. One Loshen in the Rosh in Perek Abeyne is like Teis Veshite, Daf Ayin Hei, Daf Kuv Gimel, Daf Gimel in Shabbos. The other Loshen in the Rosh in Perek Abeyne is like Teis Vesing Suvets, that we accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but we don't accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Rabbonon. So this, when he says here, "Rishayche kam divrei Baruch," is in line with that Rosh in the Rosh in Perek Abeyne that we accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but we don't accept the longness of the Oruch in regard to the Rabbanon. So, Gabi Shabbos, such a case of situation in Yichalei would be mutar lechatchila because it would involve to the Rabbanons, as the Miri says. Mashein came. The Gabishon is Surim, like the Iser of Bartich and Lisasu, the Iser of sterilizing oneself. So there is no distinction between Loich Peslei and Lenichalei. So there is no, on the contrary, this is corroborates what Rav Chaim says, because the Miri Shite is based upon the longness of Rav Chaim. Now, the Rosh, here, then there is something very difficult in the Rosh. He says, V'mishaychei kam divrei Baruch, the Omar Leosar of Shimon Psychreishi Aleichad Nihle. The Haine Davke, the Yin Shabbos, the Bino Melechas Machsheves. Avo Vishor Yisurim, the Bino de Nihle. Milipori Hashas, the Perikol Atodia, Gabi Amis Nadef Yain, Mizalfe Al Gabi Yishi, Vokam Echad, Avo Gab, the Nihle Kid. Avo Gab, the Nihle Kid. So he says, the Haine Davke Yin Shabbos, the Bino Melechas Machsheves. אבל בישור איסורים לא יבינון דניחלי. What's the ראייה? מלפורי חשש, מפירי כל התודיר, גם מסתד אפייה עם מסעד רבישים. So he called Nisraneel as the Kashi. Everybody has the Kashi. He mentions the ראייה from the Gemores Kashi. Let him mention the ראייה from the Gemores Teretz. That's the ראייה of the Oruch. That's the Gemores Kashi. Now, Omar Shmuel, that's the color from the days. This was Hamishnad of Yahim Avis Alpha Galishi. My time of a call, the Yahim six sack of Nessa, Hatia Yi. You share the Hill of the Shem. From Vokom Habe, so the more the Kashi Vokom Habe. So the first thing more is the Terrets, Kibu Mikta, Sloish Mikibu. Amy Vom Ramachmo Rabwe, Hamirid Gachles, Malgab Misbeh of the Hibo Hayer. You like a hat. You like a hat. I boy say me kibud misi sham. Tosh ba nitoner of Blazer the Yaki, who is not a tail with him, Yoko Yoko, the Yitrain, Abel Yerbe, Shame also on the Fios in Nota. Toshma. Yanki the Rabjibli swallowing, Shame Kidivre Raptal Mishi, Voitanye, Yain Esaki swallowing my Rishi, Amret Lifke, Loikashi, or a beauty or Rapshim. So the Gemara says that Shmuel accords with Rapshim. So he mentions a Raya Negador. Because why does the Gemara ask Kikashi against Shmuel for Kamechabe, but it's a creation of Yichbe Slay? But the answer is that the Teres of the Gemara, that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. And before, so when the Gemara has a Kashi, the Gemara didn't know that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. So this is the Kashi that they ask against all. So in other words, what's the pshat in the Rosh? So the Rosh holds that if the halacha had been that psikreshed loyich peslei, is mutal gamrei mit rabon, so then there couldn't be any shakla vitalia between the makshim and the talz. If secretion of Yichbesle is considered mamashin in Israel, so Mele, even the Makshin would have known that it's Mutar according to Rav Shimon. Why did the Makshin ask Ikashe Vokamechabe? Didn't the Makshin understand that Shmuel can agree with Rav Shimon? So obviously the Makshin assumed that secretion of Yichbesle is Osa. The Makshin knew that secretion of Yichbesle is Osa. The match knew that it was a double poshut that Tzikreishel Yichpes Klei is Osa, is Bimtzias Osa. But the match didn't know that the reason as to why everybody passes that Tzikreishel Yichpes Klei is Osa is because Midrabonon is Osa. So Memele, yes, the Kashe, Vokam Echad. So then comes the Gemara Steretz and says, no, Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds double shim is Chavin, is Mut. Psikreishi is considered mischave. But midrash say when is psikreishi considered mischave, only if psikreishi the nichal. Mashenkin, if it's psikreishi lich beslei, midrash say it's not considered mischave. But with rabbonon it's considered mischave. So since it's negir, the mitzvah of mischayayin, so the name of the chachomim doesn't apply as the Rosh himself in one washing, in Perek Avin itself, in regard to the other eyes. So we could say the same thing. So that was the chiddush of the Tarts. But the Makshin didn't know that. But the Makshin knew that it's Osir. That's why the Makshin asked. But if the halacha had been that psikreished lich beslei is muta lechatchile, so the Makshin would have known that. The Makshin didn't know it then. The Makshin knew it then. But we can say the Makshin didn't. The Makshin knew the din that psikreished lich beslei is Osir. But the Makshin didn't know that it's only Osam the Rabbanon. So the Makshin thought it's Osam the Raisa. So maybe if it's Osam the Raisa, it cannot be matter because of mitzvah. So that was the Chiddush by the Tarot. But if we are going to say like the Och, that it's Mutar Lechatchile, how come that the Makshin didn't know that din? This is, so in Palabatish, what we have to say, that Pshat in the Rosh. But on the contrary, according to this Rosh, so that this Rosh collaborates along this of Reb Chaim. Because otherwise, it will be in conflict with what the Rosh says in Perek Avin. Now, so Reb Chaim says that the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh. I mentioned that we don't have to say that the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh completely. We don't have to say that because it could be that the Rambam only agreed the Rambam Shita is like Tesis Iksuris. He agrees with the Oruch in regard to the Raise, but he does not agree with the Oruch in regard to the Rabbanon. As a matter of fact, you can be even Midaik from a certain Rambam that the Rambam holds that midrabonon, so psikreishen nichpes leizosa. But you can still say Reb Chaim's lomdes, because as far as the Gemara of Makis Mutz is concerned, the Gemara in Krites of Chetik Yecholim, there it doesn't matter whether it's also midrabonon or not. Rambam in Perik Chov Beis of Shabbat Halacha Yud Gimel says as follows: Haneitil Sar Migufo Adam Chayev Mishim Gezis Lifichoch Oso Lirchitz Es Hayodayim Bidobo Shemesir Es Asar Vaday Kigin Olo V'Chayetzeli. So he says you cannot use the kind of salt that will certainly remove the hay on the hand. Remove the hair on him. Now, he's not mischavik, but it's a psikreish. It's a psikreish. Now, if it is, now, is it a nichalei or it's not nichalei? Nastam, it's not nichalei. I mean, why should he care whether he has hair on his hand or not? Every man has hair on his hand. So why should he care? As a matter of fact, it even involves a shaile, whether a man is allowed to shave off the hair on his hand. It might involve an Isra of Liyumbash. But why should he? So minastam, it's Lo'ich Pesle. It's Lo'ich Pesle. So, now, if the Rambam Shite had been, but if it's not Ipsik Reishe, so why is it Osa? So it's a Galashin Mishab. And if it is Ipsik Reishe, if the Rambam Shite is like Teisves in Ishabes, Dav Gimel, Dav Ein Hei, Dav Kuf Gimel, that it's also in the Raisi, it's considered Mishab in the Raisi. So why does he say Oser? The Rambam mentions the cloud at the beginning of the Shabbos, that wherever he says in the Shabbos Oser, it means it's only Oser in Rabbanon. There is no Chayiv Chatos. So here it's not Chayiv Chatos. Why isn't it Chayiv Chatos? And the Rambam Shit paskens like Rav Yude, that Melocha Shin Tzachil Gufo is Chayiv. So why does he say there is no Oser Raisi? So if we say that the Rambam agrees with all Shite in regard to the Raisi, but he is chelik in regard to the Rabbanon. He is chelik in regard to the Rabbanon. Some male we can understand. Because he is here, he is in a mischave. The psikreish it is. But it's loyir pesleh. Because if it will be nichalei, it will involve a shayla of liyilvash. In shaving off the hair of on his hand. Some male, it's only osam Rabbanon. But that has nothing to do with what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam. All that we have to say in the Rambam is that he agrees with all slomdes in respect to the rice. But as far as the Rabbonim is concerned, it's mashma from this Rambam that it's also not. Now, then there might be another raya. Because one of the rayas of the Oruch is the Gemara of Mizalti Yain al Gavi Yoishi. So the Gemara says Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon that Dorshen Mischave in Izmut. Now let's see what the Rambam says about that in the Pirush HaMishnah. In the Pirush HaMishnah, at the end of Perik Asiri of Zvot, in the Pirush HaMishnah. So the Rambam also has that kash. How can Shmuel say Mizalfin Yain al Gabo Yishin? Why? Because Dorshen Mischave, but in Rav Shimon, in Psikreishev, in Yom. So the Rambam gives two terutzim. One terutz is the same terutz as Tetzis. Efshar she yizreik al karka mizbeach, not on the fire. And then he gives another terutz. Vishemoteima. Behechach yispoel is a psikreishe ki bisho shezirik hayayin al mizbeach. Yirbe yisei behechach. Vo yikya biyodeinu meidah rapshim in psikreishe o yomus. Da sheinu mischabe behechach. ולפי שמעט מן היין, מן המים והדים עליהם, מן הדבורים המגרורים, בשזיר כניסון על האיש, הגדי לו, אימך וניסון, רק יחו איש מלאי את איסון, וניצחו, ועד שאפשר שיזרק על קרקע מזבח לצי סייצים, שלו נשרפת עין. So, what? So the Rambam gives two terutzim. Now, the first Eretz is sounds strange, but he doesn't give neither Eretz. Is the Eretz of the Och? But the Rambam gives it Och. Why doesn't he mention the Och Eretz? The answer is the Rambam doesn't agree with the Och completely. He agrees with the Och in regard to the Reise. So regarding Mapis Mose, there it says it's Muter, because since with Reise it's considered any Mishram, only with Rabbonim, especially if it's considered Mishram, so Mishum Tzar, the Gufe, the Chachomim, or Matir, this Rabbonim. Just as Rav explains the Aloha of Mapis Mose, that it is Muter on the basis of Lochash and Tzrich Legufo. He couldn't explain it on the basis, as Rav Chaim explains, on the basis of Dovashin Mishavim, because Rav Paschus like Rav Yehuda in Kolater Kole. The Dovashin Mishavim is Chayv in Kolater Kole. So true, Gabi Shabbos, without a Psikreche, he is Poter, because that's not Mashavis, but where there is a Psikreche, even if it's a Psikreche, he should be Chayv, as the Miri says. Just one second. So, but Rav Paskins, on one hand the Paskins like Rav Yehuda, Dovash and Mishavim is Chayim Kolater Kole, and on the other hand the Paskins like Rav Yehuda, like Rav Shimon, the Lochash and Tzrichuli Gufo is Poter, but it should be also the Rabbanon. So since it's Negi, Tzare, the Gufe, so that's why Mapis Mose is Muter. So Mapis Mose, the Rambam Paskins, is Muter. But he couldn't explain the Gemara of Mizalf in Yain al Gabo Yishin on the basis that since it's only Osam the Rabbonim, Tzikresh Yichpesle is considered any Mishrav mid Raise. It's only considered Mishrav mid Rabbonim. So Mimele, it is Muter Mishum Mitzvah. Teisve says that. That this is the Rabbonim is dispensed. The Chachomim made a special dispensation in regard to that Yisrael Rabbanon, Bimokim Mitzvah. But the Rambam doesn't agree with that. Since when are we matir and Yisrael Rabbanon Bimokim Mitzvah? But Bimokim Tzare, we are certainly matir, we are even matir. Rav is even matir, the Yisrael of Melocha Shenitzrich Oligufo, the Yisrael Rabbanon of Melocha Shenitzrich Oligufo, Bimokim Tzare. So it's a raya from this Rambam. That the Rambam does not accept the Shita of the Oruch completely, even without the Rabbanon. But we still can accept Reb Chaim's Lomdes, that the Rambam accepts the Lomdes of the Oruch in regard to the Reis. But the Rambam, we have to understand the Rambam's first Eretz. What is the Rambam's first Eretz? The Rambam says, Vadim Da, the first Eretz. The second Eretz, we understand, it's not a psychology altogether. But what's the first Eretz? He says, the first Eretz, he says, Da sheinu mischabe behechrech lifi shemat min hayayin oya hamayim ve'adeim elohem min hadvorim hanikrim v'shezir kneisen alei shagdeilo ei mechabe meison rakeach hoeish milayi teison v'neitzcho. What does it mean? Does it mean it's not a tzikreishe? So let him say that it's not a tzikreishe. There's a second sentence. So it is a tzikreishe. But he says, Ma'at min hayayin o yamayin v'adim lehem, then it will not extinguish. What the Rambam is saying in the first lashon in the Pirush HaMishnah is the following. In other words, when you pour wine, you don't pour wine with one stroke. You pour, there are many acts. It's done in a series of acts. You pour, even though Rashi says that the Shmuel is matir even to pour it, be tipping gases. But that's the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin. Not to pour, with one flush. But you have to pour it. Tipes, you can pour it with tipes gases, not afke tipes dakes. But it's not done with one stroke. It will not even be mikayim the mitzvah if you'll do it, if you'll spill it the way you spill, dirty water into the sewer. It will not be mikayim the mitzvah. You have to do it. The mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin is to be minaseich in a series of acts, not with one stroke. Not with one stroke. So he says, it's true, that when you are minaseh the yayin, so you keep on pouring, it might take, let's say, a minute or two, or a minute or so, to pour all the wine on the mizbeach. So only after you have concluded all the acts in the series, so then you will necessarily extinguish the fire of Mizbeach. But every single act in the series by itself does not involve a psikresh. So, Mimele, that's not in situation. I mean, how do I get to that proposition? So, I heard from my father a certain Teretz and a Rambam in Nozia. And with that he saw it, so I realized that this is the Pshat in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah. Now, the Gemara says, Nozir chayfif u'mefaspes, Nozir can straighten out his hair with his hands, avolim yiseri b'masrik. Why b'masrik not? So because kol aserik l'hosir nimim hamdoldolim komechav. Nimim hamdoldolim komechav. What does nimim hamdoldolim mean? Nimim hamdoldolim means hair that is, most of it is already detached, but it's still, to a certain extent, it hangs on to the head. So that's it called like Iver Amdodu. What do you mean Iver Amdodu? Now the Iver is the major part of the Iver is off, but it still hangs on. So Nim Amdodu means here that is semi-detached. Most of it is detached, but it still is attached to a certain extent. So that's in Nim Amdodu. Kolaseidik lehosia Nim Amdodu kamechad. So Rabbi Kveger explains it. What does it mean? He means like this. So he says, when a person, he explains it according to the shite of psikreishel liyich pesle. Rabbi Kveger explains it according to the Rishen, who say that psikreishel liyich pesle is muter, or lechol hapoch es muter midraimse. So mimele, the question arises, why isn't the nozer allowed? Why isn't the nozer allowed to midraimse? He is not allowed to comb his hair. This is the mokeh for the misa of combing your hair on Shabbos. It's a misa gomor. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Gemara say that you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't say it in so many words in respect to Shabbos. But the Gemara says that even according to Rav Shimon, so he knows that he's only allowed to be chifit from the fast space with his hands, because that doesn't involve the tzikreishe. But to be seirik with a comb, so that involves integration. And if anybody tells you that he or she, usually it's done by women, so they use a brush rather than a comb, so that's achidah sinai. Because if you just make an experiment, you will see that if combing the hair is integration, so by far using a brush on the hair is much more integration. If you use a comb, so you'll see only a few hair. But if you use a brush, so you will not see one or two hairs, you will see maybe 20 hairs. So by far, just because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a brush, it only mentions a masrek, but that's just an achidah sinai. There is no heter to use a brush on the hair. So where is the mokeh that you're not allowed to comb the hair on Shabbos? There's the Gemara Gabinozia. Because the Gemara says, Gabinozia, Avolini Seirek. And the Gemara says it's a psikreish. But the Gemara also mentions, Kola Seirek, so Rabbi Kveger explains it. I mean, the Gemara doesn't spell it out, psikreishe. You could explain the Gemara differently too. But it's mashma that it's based on some psikreishe. But the Gemara does use the expression, so Rabbi Kveger explains it. He says as follows, because like this, we could say it's psikreishe liyich pesle, it's not mischavin. He's mischaven only to straighten out his hair, to comb his hair, not to tear out any hair. So, two, he tears out a hair, so it's special yichpesle. But if a person only had hair that is completely attached to the head, then it would be special yichpesle, because he's not interested, you know, in getting rid of hair that is mechuber. But every person besides the hair that is really mechuber, he has some hair that is almost detached, but it still hangs on. A person wants to get rid of that hair. That's a nuisance. That the nimin amdodolim is a nuisance to a person. So maybe it's nechal. This is how Rav Kveger explained it. All right. And those rishenim who say that psikreishel liyich pesle is considered mischav midraise, so they will not. They'll have to explain the gemara that when the nozir combs his hair, he is mamish mischav. He is mamish mischav, but most Rishenim don't explain it that way. Most Rishenim explain it on the basis not of mamish mischav, but on the basis of tzikreishe. So why does the Gemara mention lohosyanim mamdolim kamechav? So as Rabbi Kveger says, that makes it a tzikreishe nichal. All right. Now, so the Roshna Rambam is... Does anyone have the Rambam for Sinziras here? No one has. You don't have to... Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Okay. Now all this is the key of Lemaise, very relevant, Lemaise. The Rambam, the King of Hasnizires, Allah Yudal said as follows. Nozir chayte falsare biyode v'cheicher bitzapone v'nofal sare necheishish sh'arein kavonosei lohosia v'efshar shalo yosia avolo yisrek b'masrek but it's not allowed to come v'lo yochi b'adomo nipnei sh'maseres es asar v'adai v'imoso kei eineleik. So the chinuch in the mitzvah of Nizires, he mentions Roshna Ramba. So he says, "Vein meivin or vein yideya, im hu meisir as asar vaday, madua inoik." That's what the chinuch has because. So I heard from my father Iteretz. Now, but my father applied the lomdes of a reprayim. Now, we discussed that reprayim. I think that I discussed it when we learned Yivomes, because the Gemara in Yivomes says. The Gemara in Yivome says that the reason as to why now let me find it on the course. The Rambam says in Perik Zayim Luchas Niziras Halachat Esro. He says, V'keitzat humuta b'tiklachas mitzvo nozer shenitztaro v'nir po mitzorate v'seich yemei Niziras hare zim galeach kol sare sh'hare tiklachte mitzvah sasei sh'nema b'mitzero v'gilach et kol sare v'chol mokim sh'atom eitzei mitzvah sasei v'lei sasei im yochel kaim shnei mute v'im lav yorei esen mitchas lei sasei. So why do we say that in nozer shenitztaro? So he's Migaleach Kolsarei because in Mitzere is Mechuyev to Migaleach Kolsarei. So the essay of Giluach Mitzere is Deiched the love of Tal Yaber Al Reish. So, but then the cash question is, but in essay Deiched Al Reish is the essay. So what does the Gemara in Vome say? Because it's Issa Bishayel. So an essay is not Deiched Al Reish is the essay. That is less a bishayla, but an essay is deicha leis sevese. That is isa bishayla. That we learned in Vomis. But the Rambam mentions another time. V'al inozio shegila b'min Yisrei over aloise sevese. Shenema akodin shiye gadeu peras areshe u'bichol mokem in essay deicha leis sevese. V'lomo deicha essay shel tiglachas hanega limzires. So what should we say? Because it's isa bishayla. So the Rambam gives another teretz. מפני שכבר נתמה הנוזיר בצורס ואם יחלות העיני ללי כמו שדיארנו והרהי אם יקודש בהן ובוטי לו עשה מאלו ולא נשאר אלו לא יססה שהותר לא יעבר על ראש שהותר לא יעבר על ראש ולפי חוך בו עשה של תגלחס הצרס ודוח הישה. אומר אברום אני שאין בריש מסכת יבומס ושמדהב לי להבי עשה שיש לי בשיילה ואין לי נקיר. So רב חיים גיד את הרץ that by nozir the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peras Arei Shei implies two things. It implies a chiyuv essay. He is mechuyev to be Kodesh, to have the seya, and it also implies a niser essay. It also implies a niser essay. It also implies a niser essay. So in Mele, we have to resort to both times. So, in other words, insofar as the aloche, as the when the Gemara says in ese deichel ise ese in and the Gemara says in ese deichel lo ise ese. So the Gemara gives a teretz because it's ise bishale, so it's only keel now. So the Gemara has referenced the Yisaret. Now the Rambam Shita is that so the Gemara has reference to an Yisaret. So in other words, so even though one essay is not the Yiche, a Lois essay and the Lava Bomichlal essay, because that's more humble, but if the Lois essay and the Lava Bomichlal essay are Yisa Bishayle, so then it's Kal. So then the an essay can be the Yiche both, the Lois essay and the Lava Bomichlal essay. But besides the Yisa essay, there is a Chiyuv essay. So then it's not the question of being mochomo, because an essay can be deicha yisurim, an essay cannot be deicha chiyuvim, because my ume da hayese me hayese. So the question is, after the Rambam knows very well what the Gemara says in Yevomes, that the reason as to why the essay of Giluach Mitzere can be deicha the yisar essay of Kodesh Yigadu Peres HaReishe, in addition to the love. To love. Normally, so an essay can be deicha only a nisa love, but not two isurim. A nisa love and the nisa of the lava bomichlales. That not. Mashenkei, the nisa of nizires is not so chomo. So an the essay of Giluach Mitzere can be deicha both the love of Tal Yaval Reishei and the lava bomichlales of Kodesh Yigadu Peres HaReishei, because it's kill. But then there is another question. How about the chiyuv essay? You know, there is mechuyev to maintain his hair because of the gdushe, kodesh ye, gadol peres areishe. So it's not a question of kal and chomo. An essay can be deiche, a chiyuv can be deiche iser, but chiyuv cannot be deiche chiyuv because my ume the highest and my essay. So in regard to that kashe, the Rambam says no, the chiyuv essay of kodesh yeh gadol peres areishe, it doesn't apply here, because since he's in mitzera and he's tomei, so mimele the gdushe is poka, so the chiyuv essay doesn't apply of kodesh yeh gadol peres areishe. So in other words, so Reb Chaim's yisod is that by nozir there are two. First of all, there is an Yisar Eseh, and then there is also an Yisar Eseh. Now, so my father applied this Svor of Reb Chaim to this Rambam, when the Rambam says, now you see that I'm disturbed when somebody talks. I become completely confused. So do I have to tell everybody 1,000 times that I'm disturbed? Because when you start talking, when anyone starts talking, so then I lose the continuity of my thoughts and I become confused. Now the Rambam. Abul Yisrael b'masreit v'yochiv v'adomo mipnei shemaseres es asar v'adai v'imoso kein in a lake. So the kasha by the chinuch is, why is in a lake? So my father said as follows, and that's a very important yisod, and that is negei la'alocha v'maisi. Now seirik is a psik reish. Is that a mitzies? The tzirik is a psikreishe. Well, we can perform an experiment. So you can see that if you will comb your hair, if you comb your hair the way a person combs the hair, so in other words, it's not done in one single act. It's done in a series of acts. How does one comb his hair? Just one act? He combs. It all depends how particular he is about the appearance of the hair. But everyone who combs his hair, So comes at many times. It's done in a series of acts. So actually it involves a series of srikas. Now suppose if you will comb your hair many times, I mean in a series, let's say 10 times, and then you look at the comb, you'll find a few hair. But if you examine the comb after every single act in the series, you will not find all the time any hair plucked out. So in other words, if you comb the hair the way a person combs the hair, so then, let's say 10 in a series of acts, so then you are bound to tear out hair. You are bound to tear out hair. But if you just make one single act of sriket, if you make just one single act of sriket, so you don't have to tear out hair. Now, so, but, let's say if you comb it, let's say, in a series, 10 times, so then, and after you did it 10 times, you'll examine, you'll inspect the comb, you'll find a few hair. 1, 2, 3. But that could have taken place right after the first act. It could have taken place right after the second act. It could have taken place right after the third act. And it could have taken place with the 10th act in the series. Now, so that's it. Now the question is, as far as the love of Tal Yaver al Reisha is concerned, and it, even though the Torah employs the term Ta, but it Gemori Nozir is Marbe Le Rabbi Skola Nisirin. So it doesn't make any difference whether you use a tar or you use a clipper or you use an electric shaver, anything. So it's not after tar. But the Isa consists in the Maisigeluach. Now, so it doesn't make any difference what instrument you use. So if you make the Maisigeluach with the comb, so it also involves the Isa of Tal Yaver Reisha, because it's also a Maisir. It's an instrument. The comb is also an instrument. But the Iser consists in the Maisigeluach. Now, when, let's say, you comb, let's say I comb my hair with a comb once, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, sixth time, then, after I did it 6 times, I tore out the hair. I plucked out the hair. So, let's forget Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda who says, Doroshim is Rave, is Oser and Chayim. So according to Rav Yehuda, when did he do the Maisa Avere? In the course of all the acts that took place in the series, or in the course of that specific act in the series that tore it out? So if Lakishmai is Galye, that it was torn out with the 5th act of combing in the series, so then the Maisa Avere was done with the 5th act of combing in the series. It was not done with the first and the second. What did he do with the first? He didn't tear out any hair. When he did this for the first time, he didn't tear out any hair. When he did this for the second time, he didn't tear out any hair. When he did it for the third time, only when he did it for the fifth time. So the Maisigeluach took place in the 5th act in the series, not with the first and the fourth and the second and the third and the fourth. So Mimele, according to Rav Shimon, the Dovashin in Mishravi, is Muta. But if it's a Tzikreishe, so then it's considered Mishravi. So if the Mitzias had been that every single act of Komi involved the Tzikreishe, then we could understand. So you cannot comb. You cannot comb the first time, you cannot make the first Tzikreishe. In the series, you cannot make the second, because every single act of srike in the series of srikes, so involves the srikeshe. But every single act by itself in the series of srikes does not involve the srikeshe of klishasa. But the tzil of all, let's say, the 10 acts or the 6 acts of srikes together involve the srikeshe. So mimele. But suppose later on it turns out that he tore out the hair with the 5th sriket. So can you say that the 5th sriket, which was an act by itself, It was not part and parcel of the other acts, because there was a